Welcome, everyone. We're learning Kavod Shemayim, Shin number 26. Says the Chavetz Chaim from the Tosefta in Peya, which is brought in the Smag as well. Al gimel averos nifroin min ha'odom b'olam hazeh. There are three averos, three transgressions that a person will be punished here in this world. Va'keren kayemes lo'i l'olam haba. But the main punishment will be in olam haba. What are these three averas? Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichus Damim. Idolatry, immorality, and murder. V'loshen Hara Kineged Kulam, says the Tosefta, V'loshen Hara is the worst. Even worse than Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichus Damim. Now the Chavetz Chaim says, for this reason alone, sorry, for this reason alone, a person has to be very, very careful to make sure he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. When he contemplates and thinks that all of the difficulties and tragedies, Rachmana Litzlan, and punishments that might befall a person all the days of his life, who rack over a peiros shalom oven. It's only because of the peiros, the fruit of the avera. What does it mean, the fruit of the avera? Avol ikir ha'oven loy nimcho loy, v'oin shay shomer loy lo'os lovi. But the main part of the punishment is waiting for this person in the future, in the world to come, lo'os lovi. That's a very scary thought. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that we have to realize how bad and serious this is in the eyes of Hashem. That here, all the difficulties and whatever it might be, the bad things that happen to a person, is just from a little of the punishment of Lashon Hara, which is worse than immorality, which is worse than Avodah Zarah, the worst Avera. We're saying Lashon Hara is even worse. And murder. It's just the peiros of this Lashon Hara, of this Avera.